They make a donut here at Rebel Donuts. It's called the Breaking Bad, and it has like blue chunks of sugar on it. Yes. It sounds right up your alley, huh, Terry?
No, I'm just saying I've seen it. Or I've seen someone make something like that. I don't know if it was the same place, but...
Oh, well, I mean, probably. Breaking Bad shit's everywhere here.
Really?
That's the one good thing we have going for the town.
I don't...
Hey, forget. Guys, remember Breaking Bad? Remember how they filmed
that's
that here?
A show about us.
They talk about it all the time.
Meth.
Was I right? Really? Welcome to Podcast 108, everybody.
Hello.
The end's going to be terrible.
This is right. That's Alex.
As always.
Yes, let me introduce everybody. I don't know why they're doing it themselves.
I don't know if you've met.
To my immediate left, I have Dwight. Yeah, say hello, Dwight.
Yeah, look around for a bit.
Yeah, don't look around.
I'm to his left, so I got to look to my right.
You're Dwight.
I can see you.
Okay, well, anyway, Dwight says hi, apparently. To my...
Hello?
Immediate right, we have beautiful Dark Thunder, Terry. Say hello, Terry. Yeah. And to my not-so-immediate left, but my point of focus for this evening, Alex, say hello.
Hello.
I'm going to be watching you all night.
My far right, it's me.
Woo!
Say hello, me.
Hello.
It's Tybert, in case you couldn't tell.
It wasn't actually me.
All right, start the intro music.
Pass your berries.
Start the intro music? The intro music comes before the intro. Why is there two Alexes now? Alex, how did you do that?
Oh my god.
I don't understand how you're doing that.
Okay. You have to lean. Okay, like lean back. Help me describe this to him. Here, please.
What?
Oh.
Good thing I grabbed this screenshot. That was weird.
That was really weird. All right, well.
So, yeah, no, for people that didn't pick up from our subtle hints, Alex rejoined the Hangout, but there was two versions of him.
Put it in the link bucket.
Yeah, no, it'll be in the link bucket.
I didn't see a bucket last time. It was more like a list. I thought...
Not a very dirty bucket.
It could be a list bucket.
Not a bucket list.
No, because that means you're dying.
No, it means it's things you want to do before you die. You can start your bucket list as young as you'd like.
Nope, not going to die, so...
Like, my bucket list is to go back to Chicago.
Oh.
And...
Stay in a nice hotel on the river or the lake.
No, you can never go back.
Let's go.
You were banned.
I'm not going with you.
You were banned.
I'm going with Sarah. I'm going to go with you.
Come too.
I suppose. You're welcome to come.
That's on a separate flight.
Yeah, in different rooms and maybe different cities. I'll go to Chicago.
Let's just make it a different state.
I'll go to Chicago and you can go to Detroit. It's right across. We'll be like right next to each other.
Why would you want to go to Detroit?
Short
we can light fires.
Who are you trying to kill?
I know, right? Send the whitest person I know to Detroit.
Right? That's a dumb move.
I know. Sorry, Tyler.
Wow, Ryan must really
sure
hate
you
Tyler.
More people than me.
No, only Brutus.
Ryan hates you. That was just
me?
Bad.
What's me?
Ryan doesn't hate me. He loves me to death.
It sounded like he hates you.
No. I don't know.
I just want him to, I want to go to Detroit sometime.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
he did some pretty mean things.
I grew up in the ghetto. I'm not worried.
I can run fast.
It's not really. I was trying to make you sound hard. Way to really fuck that up. Now you just sound like Michael Cera.
Oh, see, you can run Weston Ranch fast. We're talking about Detroit fast.
That's true. They have cars.
They can be nautical miles per hour. How much faster are they?
Not
they all
miles.
Drive Fords. Ford muscle cars and Chrysler muscle cars.
Apparently made in Australia, right?
Oh, we're talking running. We're putting cars into this?
Well, yeah, it's so inherent. They've evolved into cars.
Oh.
GM has shut down because all their cars turned into people.
No, yeah, there you go. That works. All right, I'll take it. Glad we got to the bottom of that mystery. Did I ever tell you guys I lived in the city where both my neons were made? It was a real special moment driving by there.
Was it?
I was like,
you were the car.
Right?
Well, the car wasn't there. I wish she could have been there.
Did you take a picture of it and bring it back to the car?
Car was already gone. Already donated to diabetes.
Oh.
What?
Oh, God.
You didn't keep the urn of her ashes?
No, we donated it to, because then they sell it or something, but.
They sell it for diabetes.
Yes. For, the cause. Because. My sister-in-law has diabetes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
She's fine. She's fine. Don't worry about it.
Way to bring us all down.
Are you going to trade her in, too?
No, she's going to turn into a car. I'm going to convince her to move to Detroit. See, I'm trying to turn Tyler into a car.
Oh, okay.
I love Tyler. See, oh. Well, I thought I hated Tyler, but I love Tyler all along.
That's good.
I fooled you all.
I was worried.
Look, Sarah's paying me to do it.
To not kill Tyler?
No, to kill Tyler.
Oh. Why does Sarah hate Tyler?
I don't know. Something about eating all her food. It seems to be the common complaint.
It was given to me. Mother said, feel free to come over anytime and help yourself to the pantry.
Okay. Now,
nobody forewarned her.
Now, do I, if you came over to my house, you could eat out of my pantry, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, if you came over to my house, were you allowed to eat out of my pantry?
Not ever. I was allowed to touch the doorknob.
He got banned from the pantry. The kid could eat. It's not fair. I don't even eat that much, and I weigh almost 300 pounds. He eats everything, and he weighs like 2.
It's like Sam.
110 pounds soaking wet. Even Sam got a little thick compared to what he was.
It was more muscle, though.
Tyler is like the same body mass that he was in.
Well, it's a little bit bigger, but not.
I tell you, Sam is ripped.
Yes. Wait, no, that's everybody. Go ahead, Terry. How are you aware of this information?
Have you not seen the man?
I haven't.
I haven't seen him with his shirt on.
Oh no, he does. He was pretty. Actually, I saw him at the Raley's. He is pretty ripped. He had the sleeveless shirt on.
He is pretty.
Did he have that shirt where it's like cut all the way down to his hips?
So, I think so. And he had his hat all sideways. All hey, I'm Sam.
Of course, classic Sam.
I'm not a ginger.
Sam has that one shirt. It's not even a fucking shirt. It covers the front of him. And then, from the inside of his sleeves all the way down to, his hips is just a hole on both sides.
Sam is big enough to pull it off. There's this guy that comes into my branch, has the exact same shirt, but in black.
Black.
And he is half, maybe more than half smaller than Tyler. Like, half of Tyler.
He's half smaller.
Shut up!
Think of small and cut it in half, and that's how big he was. He was half smaller.
Half smaller than you think.
How big of a burger would you like today? I'll take a half small.
Can I get a half small?
Whoever takes a video of it and sends it to us, I'll give you $1 someday when we meet.
Someone order a pizza and tell them to make it a half small. And then send us the result.
But not the pizza.
Half small pizza.
But not the pizza. I don't want the
An
pizza.
Extra medium soda.
Don't Actually, send us fruit.
Terry, before you head off to work tomorrow.
Well, you gotta bring him down like that.
We got a lot of fan mail to read.
Yay!
What's going on with that?
Huh?
I was gonna ask earlier, what's going on with that?
People aren't sending stuff. That's what it is.
And we haven't, though, right?
What?
But we have some stuff now, though, right?
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just said people weren't sending this stuff, and I'm trying to clarify that we have them now.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We had a dry spell of, 2 weeks or so of, nothing, except for that box that when Ryan came.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, it knocked over my mic, so I wasn't sure what would happen.
I thought you were just stretching.
No, I was. I was. I hit the mic stand and toppled over because it's top heavy. Okay. Go on.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so E3 happened.
It sure did.
It came and went.
It did. Young. It seemed very quick this year.
Weren't you only here for like one part of it?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it at work too. Just had it on my phone, propped up next to the keyboard. Customers would come, and I wouldn't even turn it off. I'd just like put it down and slide it underneath the keyboard. Pull it back out when I was done.
This is more important.
It's like,
that's not money for me. You better turn around.
Oh, hi.
No, I don't do that. That's my coworker. I put my thing. I make sure my. It's a bank, man. You got to keep your head on a swivel. Like, what the fuck? I hate it. People always putting their heads down. It's like, do you know where you work?
Putting your heads down?
Like on their cell phones. It's like, you work at a bank, man. You can get robbed at any time.
So are you saying you packing?
No, I can't pack.
He's alpacking.
Because that's what it sounds like you say.
You bringing an alpaca to work, Ryan?
Yeah, just in case. It's my guard alpaca.
Just sits in the back with like a leather vest on.
He sits in the back and growls at people. I don't know what it sounds
spits
like.
On him.
Like
of course.
It's a horse, it's a dog horse.
Somebody needs to look up how an alpaca growls now.
Tyler, do it.
Oh, fine.
So what did you guys like from E3?
Well, we all know what I liked about E3.
Ryan loved the PS4.
No, incorrect.
Really? It was like, you sure that's what it was, Ryan? Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. I think so too.
I didn't know it was a contest.
It's not. Ryan liked Halo.
Like 30 seconds of it.
Yeah, it's a teaser. It's not a trailer. They'll give us a trailer next year.
Poncho. Over his suit.
Yeah,
his
what is that about?
You don't know what's wrong with his suit. It's an old suit. He probably doesn't want to get sanded.
You see the visor?
Yeah, would you want to get sanded?
The visor was cracked.
Listen, his visor's been cracked numerous times, okay?
He peels it off,
and then he puts a new one on.
I'm guessing he's gone rogue, and he doesn't have support to get his shit fixed anymore. Gotta take care of
that. Or with the constant sandstorm since he's in a desert, maybe it was just overloading his shields.
I know. I read an article and it's like, you see Master Chief on a snowy plane. I'm like, did we watch the same trailer?
It was snow everywhere, man. It was crazy.
He had a poncho because he was so cold.
So cold?
Oh,
he's so cold in
snow.
That space suit.
I like to... I don't know. I'm still excited about the one. I know everybody else is converting to PS4, but that's fine. I have my loyalties to Microsoft for my own personal reasons, and I won't.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no reason to turn my back on them.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it looks like you like put your head down, like, and you were deep in thought about something because you stopped talking.
You guys all froze, staring at me, and I had stopped talking, and I was just kind of doing this, like creeping out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to a lot of things about the Xbox One. The price is not something I'm looking forward to.
Nah, price
absolutely
sucks.
Not. Okay,
they did the same thing Sony did with the 3. They made a mistake in their price.
Made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
See, the thing with the PS3 though is that they were trying to pack in a brand new technology, Blu-ray, and all their backwards compatibility, all like of two systems in one.
I know. But.
I was talking to Ryan.
It wasn't $600.
It was still the cheapest Blu-ray player you could buy
at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Believe it or not, the PS3 is still the best Blu-ray player on the market.
Oh.
Even if you only use it as a Blu-ray player,
I'll probably get one once the price drops in half.
They're still the best Blu-ray player that you can get. Ryan and I were talking about this earlier today. About the Xbox, because there was some information leaked, or not leaked, I don't really know. It was a Microsoft engineer that was talking to someone on /B last night that explained Xbox's and Microsoft's reasoning, basically, behind, you know, the Xbox One. And it really did shed a better light on the system, because... Microsoft, the guy said it beautifully. He said, we suck at telling the story. And that's exactly what Microsoft's doing. They're too worried, I think, about the PR backlash of saying anything wrong. So they're very corporate about how they're explaining their system. And it's just the worst possible way to do it. And this engineer guy, I read the entire conversation. It was great because he just talked like a normal person. I mean, well, you know, a person who curses and stuff like that. He talked to the people on Slash
Real B top.
As people instead of a PR campaign or, you know, consumers. So it made it sound better. Basically, what they're trying to do is what the Steam did back in its early days. And everybody, there was a huge backlash on Steam when it first came out. Everybody fucking hated it. And they were really pissed off at them. But then they grew and became this great thing that we all, you know, praise to this day. So I think that's what Microsoft is plan is to try to move in that general direction. But they're getting... It's going to be, you know... obviously, I'm pretty sure they're going to lose this generation compared to the PS4. They're still going to do great. They're still going to make, you know, and sell millions of these things. But the PS4 is going to take off and hold the lead, I think, until the end. And then next gen, once, you know, I think Microsoft sorts all this shit out, that's where, like, the next... fucking battle.
And you know what? That's kind of how it's been going. I think the PS2, when it came to profit and people that bought it, beat out the Xbox.
Yep. Yeah.
The 360 won this generation, especially with the even last year with the most like Xbox sold because of the Sony's horrible disaster.
Which is insane to think that that it did happen that way because of all the Red Rings.
Yeah. But Microsoft were so good about it that it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, they did for a while, and then they shut that whole department
down. No, you can still send it back.
It's not the same thing.
They'll still send you a refurbished Xbox if you send your Red Ring to Xbox.
Not for free.
I think you just have to...
Within warranty.
Yeah, I think you just have to pay for shipping, dude.
Anyway.
And then maybe, you know, Xbox might lose this generation. We don't know. I mean, things could go the other way still, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I think that the PS4 has this generation, which is there's a lot of cool things about the PS4.
You know, it might, and then it might not. It might have it for a while, and then people keep hearing about, oh, you know, I went and stood in line at midnight. Well, that sucks. I had the game in my living room.
The PlayStation already does that, dude.
Yeah, PS3 already has day one digital.
Day one. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. That game that everybody fucking went nuts for, Ni No Kuni, back when it was JRPG or whatever.
Yeah.
Sold out, hard copies sold out everywhere. You couldn't get that fucking hard copy, but they had day one digital, so.
Oh, that's cool.
I want to point out real quick that Nintendo does that with 3DS for all their titles now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, 3DS Smash Brothers, huh? Can you play with other people anywhere?
Yes,
I
you should be
so.
At least.
All right, dude, I'm buying one.
I've been looking for an XL for the last few days.
We're paying like on an XL.
The big oversized one.
The big 3DS.
The original one.
The big
one made for men.
Is it like half the price or something?
Or blind people?
No, it's like an extra $50.
Oh,
it's bigger.
What?
Yes, they made it for blind people. Because the size was the problem.
Made a bigger screen so that the braille
like,
would pop out.
It's like when I went to San Francisco as a kid, I heard that little beep, 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 beep. And I was like, what's that, Dad? And he's like, oh, it's so that when the deaf people know when to cross the street. And I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Got about halfway across the street. And I was like, wait.
Stop traffic. Hold up.
I'm on to you, Dad.
That's so bad.
You're not as smart as you look. So, are you only looking for an XL purely for the size, Terry?
Yes, because the regular 3DS is not big enough.
No?
Is it a bigger screen?
I've had my hands on it. It's all right.
No, I have played Kingdom Hearts on it. It's not good enough.
Think about what you're playing on the 3DS. Kingdom Hearts is clunky enough on a handheld.
Yeah, but...
Somebody answer my question.
We've answered it numerous times, Ryan.
Try to talk over. What is your question?
Is the screen bigger?
Yes, it's an XL. It's big.
Thank you. No one answered that. I thought the thing was just bigger, like you were paying for a thicker one.
No.
I would like the thickest DS that you have.
I was confused.
This is 4 inches? No, no, no. I would like.
You guys had moved on to talking about the game, and I was not ready. I had unanswered questions. Go on, Terry. I'm sorry I interrupted.
I don't even remember.
Stop pacing.
One of the big issues was not just because of the handheld thing. It was just because it's all packing so much information on such a tiny screen. Wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Needs to be in XL.
I want one if I can play Smash Brothers with you guys at any time.
How much?
I want one for Phoenix Wright.
Is it just going to be the four, though? Is it going to be other characters? It looked like just a few characters.
Well, no, they only show a few when they first announce.
I think NES would suck on the 3DS, though.
Probably. I think their hype is going to be releasing info on all the characters from here until it comes out.
That's what it was with Brawl.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. It had Mario, Pikachu, blah, 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 all the basic people. And then as time went on the website, it added every new character.
They never added Ness, and I was so panicky the entire time. And I'm going to be panicky the entire time until the next one releases and somebody beats it, and I can Google whether or not Ness is there. And then I'll decide whether or not I want to go buy a Wii U.
They will not have Ness at this point, I don't think.
Yeah. I think they won't have the other guy.
Lucas?
Yeah, him.
That turd burglar?
They might drop him.
Turd burglar.
The fuck does he think he is?
Ness.
I whooped his ass.
Getting children now?
Was there a release date on that, Tay?
No.
November.
How much do XLs usually go for?
They're new, like 190 or 200, something like that.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say like $300.
Nope.
But that's why I've been looking on eBay.
Yeah.
One cheap.
How much are you going for on eBay?
$5.
It's like half.
$5, I'll take 10.
I've seen as low as like 120.
Have you tracked the list?
I have them on sale right now for 175.
For shit like this, I'll trust.
Looking at the list right now, Terry.
So many other things I have to buy before I buy a 3DS. Got to get my new phone. Got to get a new computer.
I got to pay Battlefield, and I want to get.
Got to get Battlefield.
My PS4 pre-order.
Hey, are you? You're getting four for the 360, right?
Getting what?
What are you getting it for?
PC.
We're getting for the PC. We had that conversation earlier, remember? And you were like, "I'm not getting." No, you were. You're like, "I'm not getting it for the PC.
I'm getting it for the Xbox."
Yeah, and then we were all silently thinking, you're not going to have anybody to play with.
Probably not going to get it. Waste my money.
He'll get it.
Can't play Battlefield alone.
Look, you can do whatever you want. But,
Terry,
you
see that DSi that I linked? XL 125 and Tracy comes with Super Mario Bros.
That's a DSi.
Yeah.
That's the 3DS.
Looking for a 3DS.
No.
I have a DSi. Sitting right here with dust all over it.
Well, dust it off and put a 3 next to it.
That'll make it better.
Too close, Terry. Too close, Terry. Too close.
Yeah, no. I haven't turned this thing on in a very long time.
It's probably dead.
Nope.
It's probably dead.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure it's still going. I'm pretty sure. What? Is this just a thing tonight?
No, I only stopped using it because I couldn't use my ace card anymore because someone fucking updated my
firmware. Yeah,
I wonder if they did that on purpose and they just like snuck into your room. And
yeah, it's
just
stick.
All right, really quick. Back to E3.
We really didn't go much farther into that, so we could go back, yeah.
I don't have a problem with PlayStation. I really don't. I just don't. There's not much on the PlayStation that I want. And I know you're like, oh, it's just Halo, but everything else besides Halo I can get on the 360 that I want. So why wouldn't I just go with the one exclusive I love? But if I have the money, I'll buy both. I'll buy all three.
That's what I'm saying.
The Wii U?
For Xbox? I feel like Xbox is going to be a bumpy start, and then it'll be fine later, and then when it's cheaper, then maybe I'll pick one up.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe 2 years after it comes out, I'll probably roll around and be like, okay, all right, maybe I'll pick it up now.
You'll buy, like, they'll probably release like a half terabyte, or what are they going to, they said it's going to have 500? They'll
probably do a 250.
I had this idea earlier that what they should have done is release two. Because they want to be the entertainment console in your living room. They want to be the one-all, be-all type of deal, right? So they have a TV tuner, and they have this fucking, the whole music crap, and they have all this
bloat. Yeah, it's like a, they have a lot of bloat. It's like what your stereo used to be. You could put everything through it, so everything will go right through it. It's crazy.
For audio, yeah, but...
audio, video, too.
Yes, they do video pass-through. But I'm saying that they should have made that one. $500, all right. Makes sense. Has a lot of shit in there. Okay, $500, I get it. Then make a gaming edition one that doesn't have all that bullshit in it. Less bloatware, none of that. It goes back to the console. Maybe it has a little bit of touch on it, but it sucks, you know, because, you know, you're not going to use it. Us gamers, we're not going to use a TV tuner and stuff like that. Ryan, maybe you.
I don't have,
a fucking living room and whatever. Well, see, there you go. Right there. You know?
Hey, but if I could pass my computer through it and only use one fucking channel, I mean, I'll not going to argue with that.
I don't think you'd be able to do that. It's not that type of machine.
We'll see.
Did release like a gaming one for $300, that would have been a smart choice, I think.
Nah.
Seems to be the general
you're losing
consensus.
Money that way.
The general consensus with Microsoft right now is if you don't like all the TV stuff, just stick with 360. Is what they've been saying.
If you want an old,
they're saying it a few things. Yeah. There's been a few times today where it's come up, and they're basically like, if you don't like this part of one, then just stick with 360.
Maybe they're saying that because maybe they're just saying that and to like make them hold on, and they'll buy one when it's cheaper, like you guys are saying.
I don't know.
That's a terrible marketing scheme.
I agree. Well, so is releasing two, though, because then everybody's going to buy the $300 one because it's, you know, after 2008. And you're not going to make – you're just going to produce these $500 ones that are just going to shit on the – shit up. Yeah, I'll stick with it. Shit on the shelves and just cost you money.
Well, no, that's the thing. They're not going to overproduce them. I mean, they're going to make a lot for the initial launch, yeah, but when they see they're not selling, they're like, okay, well, we'll move on to the gaming one, you know, put more effort towards the gaming one. They're a big enough company to be able to regulate how much they produce. I'm just saying it's like that's an option that would have been better. It's a gaming console.
Yeah, even for $399, same price as the – just $100 less.
Yeah. I guess even for $100 less, I mean, it would still be a better option.
Because then a lot of people be like, well, shit, it's just $100, you know? Like, then you can get away with maybe selling a couple extra.
Maybe.
From those people that are just like, it's just my bonus check. Why shouldn't I go all out?
Maybe.
Yeah, not a bad idea, I guess. I think $300 would be too low. That one would be the only thing that's sold.
Maybe. They'd win.
Yeah, they would. Because I would probably still buy the $500 one.
But that aside, it's Ryan and I had a very, I wouldn't say heated, just, you know, a very loud conversation about the Xbox. Yeah. I don't know. It basically wound up being like Alex was talking about how much he likes having a hard copy of a game for something that he likes, you know? Right, Alex?
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel that way, but I completely understand the shift to digital is going to take over.
But the way they're doing it, it's since everything's trying to be digital, the DRM on the disc is going to make it so even if you do have a hard copy, you're going to have the digital one, and it doesn't make any sense why you would have a hard copy in the first place.
I think that's what they're going for.
Putting DRM on a disc takes that hard copy from being a hard copy to making it a digital copy. Because every time you put the disc in, it has to ping, do whatever it has to do.
It kind of turns it into a computer game where you have a serial number and you can only use it once and not be able to play online.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, there
is no market.
It binds
it to your account.
Yeah, that's the way.
That's exactly
PC
what it's doing.
Went. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, why even have hard copies anymore at all if once it ties it to your account, you're done? I mean,
it's the transition of people that have a broadband internet, but it's slower. It's fast enough for them to play games, but it's going to take them 3 days to download a 6-gig game. So they go to the store, they buy the disc, and they put it right on their Xbox. It's the transition phase.
There's that, and it's like if you're just out shopping or something, it's like, oh, hey, well, I want this game. So you just buy it in the store, and then you can take it home, and you don't have to download it.
Yeah, and you can just put it right on your Xbox. That takes, what, 10 seconds to load the game onto your Xbox, and you can start playing.
Xbox video games.
I do like that both systems are supporting background updating, too, by the way.
Yeah, that is cool.
PlayStation needs that shit.
PlayStation needed it for a while.
PlayStation dropped the ball.
I just wish they... I hope they continue to do custom ones, because they're both pretty ugly. The PlayStation looks much better than the Xbox. The Xbox, I think, will look really classy in, like, my living room. I do see that.
That's but how really, they gotcha.
But I really want to...
Exactly what they wanted.
I really want a, like, custom Halo one. I might wait a whole year to buy one just in case they do it.
They'll probably do it.
Why they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so I might go a whole year without a one. Maybe if I can...
Yeah, that's the other thing.
A lot of games.
At this point, I am leaning towards PlayStation 4, but that's even if I want to get a console and not just stick with PC.
That right there is the fucking... I think
even if I have a nice PC... someday, which God willing I will soon. I still want to have a console. It's something about it. It's something
there's
natural about it. Something that I was born with. Pop it, boop, turning it on, playing the game.
I have a history of buying all the consoles, owning them all. I know I'm going to get them all. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, not all at the same time. I buy one in each generation.
Oh.
Not all.
I have to. I want to get back into the whole JRPG thing. And PlayStation is dominating that market.
Well, I mean, it's a Japanese console, so...
Mm-hmm.
How many JRPGs are released for Xbox?
Like, two, would you consider, three, maybe?
Would you consider Final Fantasy a JRPG?
It is.
Yes.
But,
yeah? Much.
You know, it's not only for the Xbox. Well, I guess none of them are, so...
Hey, what's the deal with the new one? Is that going to be only PlayStation?
Yeah, no, it's all.
It's for both.
Yeah, both.
It's for both. Okay.
But then you also have like the Tales series and Star Ocean and all that stuff.
They better not make another Star Ocean.
They probably
won't. We're done with that. We don't have to do that anymore. They've already ruined it.
What's wrong with Star Ocean?
It has gone so downhill since the second one.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are they ever going to release like a good multiplayer MMO version of Phantasy Star?
Yes, it's Phantasy called Star. Phantasy Star Online 2.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good.
Yeah.
Not the one for the Dreamcast, right?
No.
No.
It's a new one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Since we already got to play.
Ryan, I made a video about it. You should watch it.
Is it like a beta or something?
It was. I think it's out now in Japan, but it's not out in America yet.
It's not even in beta in America yet. Yeah.
I could get behind that.
We went out of our way to play it in Japanese.
That's awesome.
We wanted to play it.
Yeah, I love Phantasy.
It was fantastic. I really loved the first like 45 minutes.
Are you lying? Because you sound like you're lying. I know you a little bit, and I think you're lying.
Okay, Ryan, what happens in the first couple minutes in every MMO?
Cutscenes.
Okay, after the cutscenes.
Oh, you have to pick your shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like I remember starting like Pokemon Gold on my computer when it was just all like 10% translated, which meant every now and then you get like a random backwards E.
I played it like that too,
and I beat it. I think
I did not that game until Heart or Soul Silver.
Really?
Yeah, because I never actually had an actual copy of the English version. I only ever played the Japanese version, or the 10% translated bullshit.
Yeah, that's me and Gold, or not Gold, what was not Gold? Yellow. I meant Yellow, I'm sorry.
Yellow, oh.
I apologize.
Well.
Even still, congratulations.
Right? Yellow. Pikachu.
Yellow.
Was Phantasy Star E3? I don't ever remember seeing that there.
Doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
That's sad.
Okay, other stars from E3. More Watch Dogs footage shown.
Awesome. I missed that. I need to look that up. That game looks awesome.
Metal Gear.
I might buy the one sooner just to get that.
Yeah, new Metal Gear looks
Metal Gear cool. Looks slick.
It looks good, but so did the last one. The last one looked fantastic on the PS3, but you would finish a cutscene, take two steps, and another cutscene would start.
It was like watching a movie, yeah.
It was rough. It was like they just wanted to show off how pretty the game was.
It was story heavy. It wasn't so much a demo of what the PS3 could do. I mean,
no, I meant granted. I meant what they could do with the PS3. I'm not saying Sony was like, but I'm talking the publisher.
It was a lot of wrap up for that series. Like there was a lot of things that they were bringing in and closing a lot of plot holes and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Metal Gear Solid series. And
I liked the old ones. I got to like 3, and I loved all those.
And playing through that one was a chore because there was moments where it's like, okay, I gotta prepare to sit down for an hour. All right now.
We're in the shit. Oh, damn it!
Quite literally, like an hour long cutscene at times. You know?
Yeah, you're in like this helicopter in the beginning, talking to this guy, and I'm looking at the clock, like, man, I got somewhere to be. Hopefully, I can save soon. Like.
You gotta start all over.
It's not a game you start playing on a day where you have plans.
Well, I didn't have plans when I started it too, but it tried for the first time. So it was time for me to go to dinner.
So,
like going to the movies, man. I didn't know.
You just gotta clear your whole day out before you can get started.
You gotta have a little Metal Gear day.
Calling in sick for the next week. Why? I gotta finish the first 5 minutes of gameplay. In Metal Gear.
They understand.
That being said, though, I enjoyed it. I like that one.
I got about halfway through.
I assume that the next one probably won't have as long as cutscenes, because that was sort of the big thing.
And it's coming out for the one, so I can get that, too.
Yeah.
When I get a one.
Hey, Juan.
Terry.
Yes.
You're my inside man. When you hear about an Xbox One custom for Halo 5, you let me know. And when you don't, you let me know. So I know I have to buy one before Halo 5 comes out.
Okay. I can do that.
It's going to be a rough year not having the one.
It was also Titanfall.
Titanfall looks pretty dope.
That's from Respawn. That's their,
remember how shitty the trailer made that game look?
Yeah, the trailer
just
was
like,
really...
Oh, yay, there's some fucking mechs. Who
and
cares?
Then you see the gameplay, and you're like, whoa!
This thing is crazy! Yeah. Guys stopping bullets, pulling the wall. Oh, man, that was sick.
Just straight out of the mech.
You can leave it so it, like, it,
guards.
It's a sentinel. Oh, that game looks dope. I'm excited to run around, and I'm excited to run around on foot and take down mechs. Jumping off of shit.
It's more of a man.
That will be your job.
It's just, yeah, it'll be
you're our man on the ground.
You know it.
Guy, your mech's built, and you're like, nah, screw it, I got this one.
Bitch!
They moved different. They moved a lot fast. They look like the Western-style mechs, but they moved really fast.
They look like Western-style, but they moved like...
I didn't see any cowboy hat.
Like Eastern.
I think they're called Far East Westies. I don't really know, though. I'm making that up.
Yeah, Titanfall looks good. Mm-hmm. Battlefield 4, I have to say, that even though that little thing was scripted, and we did get to see some unscripted, but that was sick.
Yup. Only that shooter was... I was even a little bit impressed with.
I flipped shit when that building came down.
I know.
You
I kept yelling at the dude when he was parachuting out of the building. You better fucking turn around. You better fucking turn around. I want to see it. And then he turned around, and I saw the building, like, just
creeping
over, and I was like, you were just up there!
Dude, I thought it was like, it looks like it's an end of the level kind of thing, like the...
It's not.
It's not. I know.
It's not.
How cool is that? You can blow it up at any time.
And when you do, it changes the landscape around. Like, everything is more dusty, it's, like, the visibility's down. And where the building was, it's like a fucking wasteland. There's sand and rubble everywhere.
Yeah, it looks sick. It's the Levolution, which is a very dumb word, but it looks...
And it's just like the little things they did. Like, if you see a fire extinguisher hanging around, you could shoot it and actually releases smoke and it fucks with the other guy.
That's good.
Good. Good.
Oh, and now you can switch your grenades so you don't have to carry the same. Yeah, you get incendiary. All I know is of the incendiary.
I want the prison shank.
You get a prison shank?
Yeah, you can control what knife you use, and there was a prison shank.
That's awesome. Remember when I shanked you in prison?
Yes.
Are you hitting on him?
Hey.
I know. Anyway. shit, that was fun, though.
I'm still holding out for some jet gameplay.
No, I bet you're going to be holding out.
Oh, yeah.
Until you turn blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
If you catch the unscripted multiplayer that they had on E3.
Yeah, I watched the live stream.
You can really get a scope for how big that map was.
Yeah, it was huge.
How does the
commander thing work? Can I use that on my phone, like at like work?
I don't know about phone, but I know it'll be for tablet anywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, tablet. It's for the phone, and I'm at work, and you guys send me a text, I'd be like,
I'm sure that you can use it from your console itself.
Yeah, you can do that too.
I think Ryan's thing is about being mobile and being, like he just said, at work. The way I would use
it is not on my console. It's like out and about doing shit.
How cool would that be?
The thing is, though, I'm pretty sure, just from the way it looked, it's probably only going to be for tablets because it's a big like scape of like you have to see everything, you know, on a phone.
And there is a lot of information.
You'd have to like scroll and stuff, and yeah,
probably
a lot of
zoom out and see where the red is and zoom back into that. I don't know.
Well, if they make it for certain phones that have larger screens.
That's true. My new phone is going to have a pretty big screen. I mean, the Note has a huge screen.
I do like how Commander works, though.
It looks sick.
It's interesting, yeah.
I'm going to pick up a Surface shit. Eventually.
But it's like, you have to take... Okay, you know when you start and everybody takes the point that's closest to their spawn?
Sure.
Like, it'd be, for one team, it'd be like point A, and then for the other team, it'd be like point E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the points in the center, more towards the center, like D, B, and C, that you capture those, and you can actually help your commander out by unlocking more things he can use to help you out in the battlefield.
The more things you capture?
Mm-hmm.
The same way, like now, how you can capture a point, and you'll be in control of the AC-130 or whatever?
Yeah. That's like
that map had an AC-130.
Now, wait, is every game going to need a commander? Has that been said yet?
Yeah. He actually said it's 66 players. Which includes
me, but you can do commander.
I'm sure there'll be servers where there's no commander on or something.
Yeah, you could probably disable it on your custom server or whatever.
Yeah.
But
64, that's going to be so crazy.
It's that's like a big thing for Battlefield is commander.
So on the console, though, that's going to be so many fucking people.
Yeah, but next gen can handle it.
I know. There's so
they
many
finally
things on
fucking
screen.
Updated it, you know, to the point where they can have a lot of stuff.
There's so many things on the screen now.
They awesome. Said that it's going to be native 60 frames, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's nice.
Native 60 frames, 64 people.
Tyler.
Stop.
Halo 5 better have the hardest legendary ever. With as many things as they can. As many things as they can put on the screen. It better just be like a sea of enemies.
That'd be something to accomplish. I was literally wading through grunts the other day.
What else was there?
There was Division.
Division, yes.
That's another one that I was looking at.
That looks interesting. I don't know how the multiplayer is going to work on that. It looked like it was an MMO of some kind.
What do you guys say about?
Division? That Tom Clancy game at the end?
Yeah, it is an MMO.
I wonder how that's going to work.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
It looked like it was very squad-based.
But
you can't just, like, sign on and do anything by yourself. Like, anything major, but...
The crew, however...
The
looks
crew,
fucking
yes.
awesome. I'm so,
Did they
I'm
say
so
that's
happy for it.
Be console and PC or what?
Yeah, it's gonna be PC too. Yeah, both consoles and PC.
That's something we're gonna have to get down on.
Get definitely get on a PC.
Fucking co-op.
Oh, it's gonna be so sweet. Just drive around on like the street and stuff like that. Drive from one part of like from California to New York. You know. Or make yourself like a fucking dirt vehicle and just like go through the mountains and shit. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
I did not see any of that.
No? Oh, Terry, you'd like it.
That was
You're not really into.
I actually saw that. Oddly enough,
it's like a. I don't know. It's not a kart racer because obviously they're not in carts.
But it's also not a driving sim or anything.
Yeah, it's not a driving sim either. It's like it's kind of like how Twisted Metal was without the weapons. Like you're driving around trying to like either race or you're trying to like bust up someone. Like you're chasing down a bank car or something like that. And like your team, your objective is to bust up this car. So you're all just fucking tearing through town, running over people and busting through fences and stuff. It looks it looks so cool. And like they were driving up in like the Rockies and stuff. Terry, the map is all of America.
Nice.
And like they fucking would zoom in, and it would just be like you see all the streets, kind of like how you do in Google Maps. You see the streets, and then just right into like these guys that are just racing through the stuff. And like when they backed out, they chose a different part and they went to Miami.
And there's a dude chasing down a van.
I was watching the developer commentary of it, and the guy said that we didn't want there to be an area where you see in the distance that you couldn't just drive to.
Mm-hmm.
So no invisible walls anywhere or anything. If you know, a normal car or fucking souped up car with fucking monster truck wheels can go over it. It can go over it, you know?
Right.
So,
And it's like four-player co-op or something like that together.
Yeah, I think it's four-player squads is how it works.
Because it is, what, MMO too?
I think it's MMO-esque. And I want to say that you may have, like, private little areas, you know? But you can go into, like, bigger areas or, like, look for other groups of people. I didn't see a ton of people on screen anywhere. It was, like, four or five people max in one part of the screen. So I don't know how massive it's going to be, but it is definitely multiplayer. And it looked so cool.
Good.
Was that Ubisoft?
I think we saw it on the PS4 one.
No.
PS4 conference.
I caught the tail end of it, so I'm pretty sure it was
Microsoft.
No, definitely wasn't Microsoft.
Definitely wasn't Microsoft. It was either Ubisoft or PS4.
What was EA?
I think it was Ubisoft because I didn't watch the PS4 one.
I guess we could, you know, just Google it.
What are we looking for?
Who did the crew?
Who did do the crew? I want to say it's EA.
I think you're wrong, right?
I didn't watch too much of Ubisoft. Oh, no, it was Ubisoft, because they had that girl with that weird shirt.
I think I literally just saw the girl with the weird shirt you were talking about.
Lana.
Why was she wearing a shirt that said Girlwood?
Because Lana.
What's Lana? Like,
that was Ubisoft.
From Superman?
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Nah, you're nailing it, Ryan. Just keep going.
Yeah, from Superman. You got it, Ryan.
That's
it. Good job, buddy.
It is Ubisoft.
Open but no, really, why was she wearing a shirt that said Girlwood?
That's her thing. That's her catchphrase.
Because on stage, she would just get wet, so.
That's the exact reason.
So Ryan's face.
Can she do that?
He's like...
Only Terry and Alex saw it.
I wasn't looking.
I missed it.
And his mouth just dropped. He's like...
Did she really?
That's just weird. It was weird. I was like, man, she's really tall. And she's wearing heels.
Right? She didn't need those
same heels.
No, tall girls wear heels because they're like, hey, fuck you. I'm going to wear heels. It's true. Trust me. I know lots of tall women. My cousin's like 6'2 or something.
The one I met?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she make you feel short?
A little bit. I mean, I'm above average for...
But she wore heels and she's already tall.
Okay. Right here, Terry. Since the crew takes place in an open world version of the states, the map is quasi-realistic version of the country. According to the developers, it'll take about 2 hours of race from one end to the other end. Which, you know, obviously it would take much longer in real life, but 2 hours of, you know, your life...
I'm pretty sure that's pretty accurate.
With
2 hours? Yeah, Dwight, thank you for the clarification for our friends in England.
Just letting them know.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they're like, oh, 2 hours to get across the country? God, that's forever. even long ways.
Even north to south.
Even long ways, it takes 2 hours.
Yeah, we drove across Honduras in like a few hours.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's exciting news. That's a lot of game shit. Like, how far is it up and down? You don't know. You don't know anything.
No. This many. No, I
don't. But, yeah,
not
they said
a fraction
that,
of that.
That 2 hour estimation assumes that you aren't distracted by the numerous side missions and multiplayer events throughout the game.
That is so cool. I could just be like, man, I am so pissed. I want to go for a drive.
I'm so pissed.
Seriously, it's like a game that you could just go in and just drive just around places, you know?
So like if Sarah gets mad at you, Ryan, you can just be like, I'm going for a drive. Sit down on your couch. And
I should have bought, damn it, I should have bought the whole.
It's like that episode of South Park.
Right, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the Guitar Hero one. And he goes driving in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
These guys sticking shit. He parks the car and he starts reflecting.
And yeah, and he's just like sitting there and the car's idling. He's just like, and then he puts it in reverse and he looks back in his room.
Hey, little Grand Theft Auto 5 was there. You know? Like, hey, look, it's Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. Anyway.
There.
Moving on.
We already know you're going to buy it, but we're here.
Yeah, right?
I think we made a new poster.
See, that's what I want I want my new PC before that game. Out of any other game, I want that game on my computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not making it for computers, so.
Yeah. I was about to break that to them. They're
really?
Not making it, yeah, they're not making it for PC, so.
All right, well then shit. Gotta buy the one this September. Is it coming out for the one or
October?
I'm pretty sure it's coming out for the 360, too, so you don't have to buy a new console.
Oh, well.
It's not coming out on the one.
Oh, well, I just want to make sense.
No, it's the 360 and PS3 title only.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm sure it'll come out as like a downloadable or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I just got?
What?
I just shows. This is.
That's a big bright screen.
I don't have my auto adjust on. It's my Final Fantasy beta key.
About time.
Hey, yeah, right? You better start downloading. Shit's tomorrow.
What do I care? I could download fucking 20 gigs in like 30 minutes.
Okay, so do it.
My brother just got
I
new
will.
Internet. His is 75 down and 65 up.
Yeah,
no,
Dole's
other
house?
Way yeah, yeah. No, that's sad. Yeah, that's right.
Dole's house on our wired connection in the office in our
yeah, I saw
that. Forever, is 75 down and 33 up.
Yeah, they're
which
using
just does not translate.
It does not.
To her.
It's their
in the
router.
Same, in the same house, yeah. Her router only gives her 3 down and 2 up in her room via wireless.
That's rough, dude.
That's still more router. Up than I have, and I'm wired.
That's awful.
Yeah,
dude, Xfinity's only given me less than 1 upload.
That's wow, terrible. Mine's even giving me 4, man.
It's terrible. They give me like super fast download, but it's. They like shank you with the upload.
Yeah, they do. I'm excited if we move back to California, where we're gonna live has Verizon FiOS.
Mm-hmm. That's what Dole has is FiOS.
Yes, I saw that. That's what made me Google it.
Jose also has FiOS.
Well, my brother got this. It's like a new company that's trying it out, and they're using his house as like one of the places. And it only cost him $30 a month for 75 down and 65 up.
It sounds like fiber, dude. Google Fiber. It's like $80? No, not even $80.
It's like 70.
Yeah, $70 for, you know, a 100. Gigabit up and down. No, gigabit up and down.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. That's what I'm paying now, and I only get like 20 down. And
I pay 120.
Two up?
Yeah, I pay 80, and I only get 30 down if I'm lucky and 4 up.
You have. Yeah.
Comcast?
Oh. Yep.
Or being Xfinity. I'm sorry, they got sued and they can't be Comcast anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got so many lawsuits they changed the name of their company.
Did they change it because they got so many lawsuits or they got lawsuits because their name was Comcast?
No, they got lawsuits towards the company name Comcast, so they changed their name.
Why someone was wanting to name Comcast?
Can't sue us if we're not
Comcast. Like lawsuits against the company of Comcast.
Oh, they got so they just decided to dump the name and then
call that out under that LLC and they started a new LLC or whatever, a new corporation. I don't know what kind of corporation it would be. Maybe just a regular S Corp, C Corp. I don't know. Anyway.
I like it. It's funny to me.
I'm not a banker. Oh, wait. but.
Wait,
yeah, so they were Xfinity by Comcast. Now they're just Xfinity.
Some more news on that E3.
Yeah, I was going to say, anything else on
E3? Yeah, what else?
There.
Nintendo quietly killed it.
Yeah.
They did much better than Microsoft, very quietly. Just very, kind of very, like, hey.
Very quietly killed it.
Hey.
Specifically because they didn't have a system to show. It's 100% games.
Yep. They're like, hey, we have Smash Brothers.
We have Smash Brothers.
What else do you have?
Smash Brothers.
We have Kitty Mario. And people ate that shit up.
That looks really? Fun.
Was it?
What?
I will say to their the negatives of their whole thing is they have like no third party shit at all. They have Sonic, they have Bayonetta, Deus Ex, and that's like it.
No, they also have Black Flag.
So yeah, they'll get like ports, like shitty ports, but yeah.
So sad.
It's all first party.
Why are they so far behind?
But it's like all they need. That's where their money's coming from.
Yeah.
Mario.
They could give people both. You can make the game shittier looking and have the ability to make good looking games. You can always go down on a system.
Also, I don't mean that. The one that blew everyone's mind finally, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, about time. Yeah. All you Kingdom Hearts fans. I don't like Kingdom Hearts, but.
Trina does.
I've been waiting for 3 since I was in high school, so.
Since I was a boy.
It's one of those titles that people have been waiting for a very long time.
Because it was finally.
Oh, I know. I've heard all about it. My whole adolescence, teenage years, whatever you want to say.
I saw the preview, and I was expecting another.
Right, you need to get closer to your microphone. Your stuff's being picked up in the background.
Is this better?
It's better once you start talking a little bit.
Okay, I'm talking. Sorry, right, Alex.
That's good.
That went down. But Destiny, that's not what we talked about yet.
Finally, some gameplay. Finally, it's not just this vague little thing.
Yeah.
How did it look?
So fucking pissed at how they've been marketing that, and they're just like, hey, guys,
going to be an amazing game. Here's some concept art.
Yeah.
And then it looks like boring.
Here's another symbol we drew.
Yeah. Yeah, someone, we got drunk and we drew this on the napkin. We scanned it and we put it in Photoshop.
We scanned
it. Some shadows in there, you know.
Photoshop got the ketchup stain.
We kept that because I thought it kept character in it, you know.
It looked like blood and that made it look edgy.
Yeah, this might be blood in the game, but I don't know. It might be a puzzle game. I don't know.
This is going to be awesome.
So how did it look?
It looked cool.
It looked like Bungie.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. It reminded me of Borderlands.
The way it looked.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's like a Halo Borderlands kind of dealy.
Do you think they'll have the same amount of humor?
No.
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's a very serious Borderlands.
They had one drop of humor with that little...
Halo and Borderlands, isn't there already a game like that?
What?
Halo and Rage. Borderlands?
Break!
No.
No, that was Break. Bethesda.
It's nothing like Halo.
And yeah.
Kind of reminded me of that kind of shit. Like, it was like a shooter with leveling up. I don't know. Weird. That game was weird. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
But Project Spark.
Who?
Project, what was
level creator thing, and then
yeah, the level creator where you fight and you have your villages and
oh yeah, Dwight was giving that so much shit, and then I was just like, that is right up our alley.
Oh yeah, no, we all were. Okay, don't just put it on me. Okay?
I wasn't. We were all giving it so much shit.
And near the end, they decided just, you know what, let's just make this good, and then they made it awesome.
Dude, I could get behind sitting there. In my living room, talking to Sarah like we do every night, hanging out, and just being on my phone, creating a world on my Xbox to play later that night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I hope that they keep with the humor that they did. Because if there's more of that, then it's going to be a fun game.
There was also that Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Third person.
Garden Warfare.
The one that threw me off in the beginning.
I saw on Reddit someone posted that, and they're like, I don't know what to think about it, but thank you. everybody's like, I didn't fucking expect this at all, but I think it looks cool.
Okay, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Better say I liked it.
I'm just happy that they didn't call it Plants vs. Zombies 2. If they did it like that, then I'd be kind of... Eh.
I'm just glad some asshole didn't go on stage and jump up in the air.
Wait. Oh, wait, that happened.
Yeah! Peggle 2.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
Right before the Peggle 2 announcement. Right after, rather.
That was the announcement.
Yep.
Jumps in the air. Peggle 2.
Yeah!
There wasn't even a splash of Peggle or nothing. It went immediately to the next segment.
Hey, what was that game that didn't play? The dragon one?
Oh, that's Crimson Dragon.
And they didn't even care. They were just like, whatever, fuck this game, who cares? And then Battlefield Sound didn't play it, and EA was like, hey, no. We're starting like, this shit over. No. Our trailer comes with sound.
And then Assassin's Creed on the PlayStation 4, that just stopped.
Menu, I'm telling you.
For all of those things.
I saw a picture on Reddit of someone that took the name Assassin's Creed Black Flag and made it Black Lag.
Someone got fired for that, you know it.
Somebody at the venue got fired for that.
No, not for Assassin's Creed. The game stopped working.
Oh, yeah, somebody got fired.
The game just froze and they just cut it off like, okay, well, that's the game.
Wow. Well, now, the question is, did somebody get fired at Sony or did somebody get fired at Activision?
Yes.
Like, what froze is the question, Terry? The PS4 or the game?
Throw that out there right now.
I'm gonna say probably the game.
No, game's probably safe, still under development. They just fired both.
The game is under development, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, but maybe.
I'm sad that
the PS4 is still under development.
For the Crimson Dragon one.
What?
I'm sad we didn't get to hear any of the audio for Crimson Dragon.
Yeah, it looked like it would have.
It looked like it would have had nice music.
Pretty sure that you could probably find that trailer online.
With no sound.
Yeah. With no sound.
Maybe the sound is DLC.
It's just how the game is.
Like the guy's hair.
You put on your own favorite music, and then you make your own adventure.
And then you make your own sounds. Pew, pew, bah! Pew, pew! I'm a dragon!
Dragons, pew, pew.
My game's going to be awesome.
I'm a dragon with a laser.
It's not a laser, Tyler. It's fire.
Idiot.
Maybe he can have lasers coming out of his ass. What do you think, Alex? You in?
Yes, all the way.
I've had a really good time looking at you this whole night.
Nothing to look at.
Now could you lick your lips again?
Oh, him or me?
Both. Good.
It was also Final Fantasy 15, which looked...
yes, finally. Good.
Wait, I thought 14 wasn't even out yet.
14 has came out like years ago, and they're redoing it.
Oh, so they're already working on 15 though, even though they're redoing 14.
Well, yeah. 14 is the MMO.
Yeah.
And 14 is reaching the end of its beta phases. So
the thing about 15 is this was supposed to be a 13 that came out at the same. They were doing two versions of Final Fantasy 13 originally, and then the one that came out,
and then 13.
As 13, and then the other one got delayed for years, and then they ended up making two other 13 games. So it makes perfect sense to just make the one that they're working on 15 now, because there's already three 13s now.
So wait, this one was a branch of 13. So do you think it's gonna be a hallway?
Not a branch. They were making two separate games that were both 13s. One was 13. One was 13 versus. They're nothing alike.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. All right. So it's not going to be a hallway, is what you're telling me.
It's not. Well, as far as I would hope not.
It might be two hallways. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure? Huh?
Might be 15. always.
But only one of them holds the only answer.
We'll get you to the end of the game.
The other ones will take you for a 25-hour adventure that leads to your death and the deletion of your game save. Choose wisely.
Because your console will explode.
Your one hint is apples.
I've been getting this game for 3 hours and I haven't seen a single fucking apple.
Choose. Choose, Mario.
Like, my game begins again.
Welcome back.
Then they place a Samsung Galaxy 4 in front of you and an iPhone 4, and you're like, shit. You said apples, but I don't want this apple.
That'd be a great game. I would be so angry, but if the villain like talked like that and was like that villainous and stuff, I would love every fucking minute of it.
Sounds like Digital Saw the way we're treating these people.
Yeah, but Saw was trying to be all creepy and stuff. That guy is just—he's just happy to like be like,
murderous. He's just happy. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Take joy in this.
Murder.
Good stuff. Mirror's Edge 2 was also announced.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Yes, very exciting.
Yeah. People lost their shit over that and Battlefront.
Yeah, yeah, Battlefront 3.
Did they show anything, or did they just announce
DICE?
Battlefront?
It was a teaser.
No. It was nothing, dude. It was some snow and then the title.
Mm-hmm. Battlefront by DICE. That's going to be good. That's going to be good.
Yeah, everyone gives EA shit, and then they came out swinging a dick. Fucking all this shit that everyone wants.
Yeah. It's one of those things like...
Do we still like EA? I mean,
yes, we still hate EA, but we have to buy their games.
But we have to do this.
It's like how I have Comcast, even though I hate them so much. Yeah, but they have the fastest internet in Albuquerque.
It's true.
It's either Comcast or DSL.
After they were done with the sports shit, EA did well.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think even their sports shit looked nice. Like for sports games, I mean, they can't get much better. They already look pretty realistic, but they at least made the crowd look realistic instead of flat people.
LeBron was there.
Oh, they were there talking about the new NBA 2K, and it's like this year the ball is free or some shit like that. Like you can actually dribble the ball; it's not attached to your player anymore.
You couldn't dribble the ball.
It leaves your hand. They were talking about their new system. It's like the ball is more loose. It's not like...
Yeah.
Like it's older. It's just flippery.
It's its own entity now versus when your character would have possession of the ball, it'd be part of your character's animation cycle.
Yeah. It'd be a part of the person.
Yeah.
But now the ball is free, which I don't exactly know how that really changes anything, but...
Yeah, it's Well, see, that's the thing, Terry. They're at the point now where they can't really change anything except for little shit, so they gotta make the little shit seem awesome. Now your shoes...
Now your laces are independent.
They're gonna fly right off.
They attack you in your sleep.
Then who's gonna look stupid?
Now your laces are independent.
Drop your shorts right there in front of everyone.
Knew this.
That lace too, huh?
It's other people.
And now your shorts—they're still attached to you because we couldn't figure that one out. But now we got red shorts too.
It looked kind of breezy.
Yeah, now they kind of flow a little bit, but they're still.
And you got to keep pulling them up every 5 seconds.
We're calling them semi-independent, and then your character now licks his hand and rubs his feet with actual water.
Independent water.
Independent water.
The water is no longer attached to the player.
New water physics. NBA 2014.
We didn't digitalize the sound of the squeak of the shoes. We actually recorded an NBA game.
We just mixed it up. You can't tell.
Play over and over.
Independent sound play.
You pause the game and you still hear squeaking.
You could be walking and you'll hear a car outside.
Maybe.
They should make it so you can bloody somebody up in the crowd with the ball. Like, shit! You just like throw it when you're mad and it just like hits, you know, the last 3-point shot at the end of the game. It goes over, smacks some dude in the nose.
Kind of like an NBA version of Madden's unnecessary roughness.
Or Blitz.
Or Blitz, yeah.
Blitz, where you can start the play off sides behind the quarterback.
And I got this. Just hide the ball.
Aaron just like running around the whole line of scrimmage, coming around the back. The play would already be over. The quarterback would be standing up, and I would just ram into him.
So, some other Nintendo titles. We got Donkey Kong Country and the new Zelda HD remake of Wind Waker, which looks pretty good.
Oh, it looks pretty.
Wrong with you, Terry?
I feel like they overthought it as far as the graphics go.
Somebody shoot me a link.
What do you mean?
I want to see it. My keyboard's all the way over there.
They have this crazy bloom on it.
They do have a big bloom.
It's ridiculous.
The bloom?
They also, they like dumb cell shading. It's not as cell shaded as it was. Like, all they had to do was upscale what they had. Like, if you get an emulator and get the GameCube version of Wind Waker and you turn up all your graphics settings, it's fucking gorgeous. And that's all they had to do. They overthought it because the way it looks now is just too much and doesn't look cel shaded anymore.
I like the way it looks.
I
like the way they redid.
See, that's
buildings.
That's one of those things, Terry, where I like PC games because you can just turn all of that shit off.
Just upscale everything.
You just fucking hit that little button that says bloom. No, there's been so many games that I'll play on PC. You know, and when you're a PC gamer, your first reaction immediately goes to the options. You immediately go to the options. Make sure things are where they're supposed to be at. And if bloom is there, boop.
Turn it off.
You turn it off.
Cannot do that in this game. And it is really, really too much.
I've never seen bloom done right.
You can't do it right. Just the best way to do it is to not have it. Or have it be very, very subtle.
Anyways, and that happened.
I think it looks nice.
I was hoping for a new IP of Zelda, but...
Me too. Never seen, like, the original Wind Waker, I feel like. Like, to an outsider, it looks fine. Like, I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm saying...
Yeah, hey. Wind Waker was the last Zelda I beat.
They fucking twisted the art direction.
Or almost beat.
Like, you really didn't need to do all this.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It's
about
not...
the other Zelda game that they have set up for the 3DS.
Between Two Worlds.
Yeah. Link Between Worlds.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks
good. It's supposed to be a sequel to Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love a Link to the Past.
I know, I gotta buy a 3DS now?
You have to.
I was thinking about it, and then I just saw this.
How did I miss that? I don't want to buy a 3DS. I'm so happy not having any handhelds, not like really wanting any. Now that this is going to come out, and then you guys are probably going to play Smash Bros. So.
We all have to get 3DSs.
Holy. That was wild.
I just want one for the new Ace Attorney.
Whatever, dude. You and your Ace Attorney.
It looks good.
It looks amazing.
Ace Attorney is a very fun series. Oh, shit. There was something... There was a game out where you could play as the cops of something, and I forgot what it was.
The cops of something?
Well, yeah, you know how like most games you play like the villain or whatever, right? But in this game, you can play the opposite side, too. You could be the cop. And I forgot what it was. That's all I remember.
Crackdown.
No.
The super cop.
Grand Theft Auto.
But you can be the cops, and you get fucked all the time. But unless you're going to be shotgun cop, because then you'll do the fucking.
Think about it.
Nah, I'm. It's best for you guys to vamp or move on while I think.
What do you remember the system it's on?
No, I'm literally telling you guys to move on.
Terry, what if you could be the cops in Grand Theft Auto, but like we're talking like Battlefield shit, like like armies of criminals. Just like, just like an open world city of just like you could be a cop or you can be one of the like just a criminal, and the cops could run around and just beat the shit out of you, and you can beat the shit out of them. It's just
that's crazy. What he is.
What's a what?
Each other. That's it.
B.
One more time.
A P B.
What's that?
Yeah. All points bulletin.
It's an MMO type of thing. We really should go back and play that some more. That was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Thanks for explaining it.
It's basically like you know how you could choose Horde and Alliance.
Yeah.
So you're cutting in and out. There's a reason why we can't really hear you. Okay. In this game you choose either a villain or a police or a cop. So like we play as cops, yeah.
No, we played as the villains.
Terry,
because we thought it'd be more cool that way.
I don't know.
Agreed.
Okay, now there you go.
You guys talk when I'm talking. I've noticed this about like everything you record. Whenever for yours, if someone's talking over me, it just drops me.
It's weird.
It'll show you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
This is my spot.
So yeah, it's a fun game. Your computer could probably run it, Ryan, because it's an older game.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
She's holding on, right? She's holding on.
We did a team LP of it, right? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and we were the bad guys.
Yeah. Because we robbed a bank, or like we were robbing people, rather.
And then you ran over that dude while he was arresting Alex.
That was.
You're welcome.
I was like, whoa!
People want us to go back to it, too. I've gotten a lot of requests of people asking.
What's the name of the game?
I linked it.
Oh. Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha. There's also Mario Kart 8.
Mm-hmm. With some sort of suction transformation.
Mm-hmm. Took a page out of Sonic's book there.
No, as far as the transformation goes, they started doing that in 7.
Yeah.
But,
the hang glider?
Yeah, the hang glider and the
submarine. It's just something that pops out real quick.
Yeah. you don't really fly, you glide. You're like,
oh, hell yeah. I want to be Wilson LeBounce.
Go on, Ryan.
LeBoyce? Whatever, dude. I want to be that guy. Awesome.
What the hell?
Fucking awesome.
Ryan wants to be a black guy is what he's saying.
Always, man.
Dark Souls 2 was also announced.
I
kind of knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Not going to do well in that game, but I will check it out.
It's free to play?
Terry, I think that should be a game that you and I should probably stream together.
Mm-hmm.
Play together. Because I don't think either one of us could probably play through that game alone. Probably just willpower alone, I think, is going to require both of us. Because I have the Prepare to Die edition, and I'm pretty sure that means it's harder. I don't really know. But usually when like you can get a game, and then there's another game, and it's like, Prepare to Die.
Yeah, a bunch of people have been telling me that the game is fun if you get past all the frustration.
Of course.
You have to go in knowing that it's meant to be hard as shit.
Yeah.
And once you make your peace with that, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's, because I played a little bit of the first one on 360 and PC. So I know the score, and I'm okay with that. Why are we all staring and smiling?
I don't know why they're not talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well.
I'm just going to apologize.
Very confused.
I was looking at this thing. It's free to play, so I'm picking it up.
Are you downloading it now?
No.
Are you saying no because you're now stopping it?
No.
No, I'm not stopping it.
You're on Skype right now.
Steam.
What?
We're gonna probably lose Ryan then.
Should I get it from Steam? Fine, I'll cancel it, Dwight.
Yes,
I'll cancel it.
There's no point in you doing it right now. There's plenty of time for you to do it while you sleep.
Wait, should I download it from the website or should I get it from Steam?
You should always get it through Steam.
Is it free to play there too?
Yes.
Yes. No.
No, you got to give each of us $10.
Yeah.
Then we let you be able to play.
Steam.
Yeah, Steam wish what's those gift cards? Wish gift cards.
Wish cards.
Wish cards.
Wish cards.
Wishbone.
I wish I could fly. Too bad.
Cost more than $10. Well, isn't there a new DuckTales too?
Yeah, yes. But that's old news.
Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago.
There's also the return of Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Never played the original, so
I was intrigued.
Never played the original.
The way I know it works is the game is free with the character Jago, but then you got to pay for the other characters, which is kind of a turnoff. But you can probably bet that game will be at Evo sometime in the future,
if it's any good.
If it's any good.
When's Evo?
It's like this month, the end of there's something. It's soon.
Yeah,
it looks already off. That's the one.
I think it's next month.
Oh yeah, it is next month because this month was E3.
Yeah. I was gonna say there's no way they do it E3 month. Yeah, July 12th.
That's a month before my birthday.
I'll be back from New York by then. That's good.
So, Fez 2 also got announced.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah.
First one.
It was just like a little teaser. It wasn't even so much a teaser as it was just the title Fez 2, like, kind of coming up in space with some pretty cool music.
If you look in that tiny little horizon
more
line,
exciting than Peggle.
You could see the world was turning in there.
Yeah. Gave you quite literally a little peek, you know.
Like pixel wide tall.
Yeah.
Horizon line.
Yeah.
There's also a Transistor from the people who bought you Bastion.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Bastion was so good. Oh, yeah. Have any of you beat it?
No. I don't know if you guys saw. I made a list of all the Steam games I haven't beaten. And it's up online for people to like look at it, and like they could see like when I start them and stuff like that. I'm making it a point to make a stream schedule to where I go at least twice a week, if not three, during the weekdays, to stream games to beat them, because I have a bunch of games on my Steam list that I haven't beaten. Just like
everybody
else. I don't
even have Bastion, so
that needs
Terry
to go,
bought it for me.
Needs to go to the top of your little, your cute little list.
It's not little. It's like 54 games.
That needs to be at the top because Bastion is amazing.
It's not in order. It's just. Well, it's in order of alphabetical, but.
And I'm saying you take the B, and you push it to the top.
What if there's something before that B?
What if I don't give a shit?
I will do it first because it'll probably take me the least amount of time to beat.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours long.
Maybe that. There you go. Just a
solid stream
of that.
That's if you do at least some of the side stuff. You don't even have to do the side stuff.
I'll do that, and then I also want to do Anodyne as well. There's a couple of other smaller games. I'll probably start with those ones.
Chrono Trigger.
No, that's not on my Steam list.
Don't care. Do it anyway.
Don't give a shit.
Right now. On the bigger, better news, FIFA 14 also announced.
Some coughing going on there.
No, no big deal.
Yeah.
FIFA have independent ball technology.
Bet they don't.
Yeah, I bet they don't. What else? I'm looking through a list here. A couple of kill zones.
Killzone looks all right.
Hmm.
It's going to be Killzone Syndrome. It's going to come out with the system. People are going to play it, beat it in a day, and it's going to be bargain bin immediately.
Has it... I guess all of them have $2. Been that way, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for one. I'm pretty sure one came out pretty late in the system's life.
One was actually pretty good.
I never played it. I didn't really like playing shooters on my PS2. I didn't like any of the shooters they had, except Black. Black was cool.
Black was actually all right.
There was Black, and then there was Time Splitters. Were the only
Time Splitters. Yes.
Time Splitters, oh my god.
Time Splitters is such like a big title. Like, a lot of people know about that, but Black? I think barely anybody really knew
about
that.
Nobody knows about Black.
But the people that did play it, it's awesome. It was a great game. I enjoyed Black, and I wish that there was a Black 2.
Blacker.
Yeah, blacker and better.
More Black.
Mario Party 3DS.
I gotta get good. Dude, how much fun would that be? Just throughout the day, just be playing fucking Mario Party with you guys all day long while we're at work and shit.
As I understand it, Mario Party's gone downhill. Like, Mario Party 9 was the last one. And apparently it's less competitive. It's all about mini games where you have to work together to do stuff. And I don't like that.
Yeah, that's bullshit. It's all about...
That's not what Mario Party stands for.
Mario Party is supposed to piss your friends off.
It's all about humiliating your enemies in fun little mini games.
All about being
and
better.
Stealing all their shit.
Because that's what Wario does.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wave your cheese at me.
Is what?
Muramasa Rebirth.
Yeah, that would be the one game that would make me buy a Vita.
Yeah.
What is that, Muramasa 2 or something?
You get it on PS3 and Xbox too, though.
Okay.
The thing with it is, it's the original Muramasa, except on Vita. But the thing is, apparently they added so much extra content to the game, it's like twice as long as what it was. So it's Muramasa 1.5.
Terry, it says it's going out for the PS3, Xbox, and the Wii, too.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says here, so...
And the Wii U, right?
Yeah. Wii. No, yeah, it just says Wii.
What?
Oh, my God! It just says Wii.
You're not going to play it?
What?
They're not going to put it on the Wii U? That thing's been out for like a year.
So? You could probably play it on the Wii U, since Wii U is backwards compatible with the Wii. But it's not. There's not a Wii U specific title for it.
Gotcha. Does it say Xbox?
On this list I'm looking at from IGN.
IGN, huh? Because everywhere I'm looking, it says specifically.
Actually, yeah, the link that they put on here, it links you to the wiki that just says Vita. But on that list I just showed you,
yeah.
If you go down to Muramasa, it says on all the systems.
Yeah, no, I'm 90% sure it's only Vita.
Nah. I wouldn't doubt it, but even still, you think that the PS3 would have gotten it.
There's Phoenix Wright.
Yeah? Phoenix Wright, Dual Destinies, Pikmin 3, huh? Anybody?
I didn't play any of the Pikmins, so...
Tyler, didn't you play the Pikmins?
I did not.
Oh, shit, there is...
For like, an hour.
There is an actual Plants vs. Zombies 2 coming out.
I was just looking at that
but
one.
It's only
what
for
the
iPhone.
Hell is this? Terry, Shin Megami Tensei X Fire Emblem.
Yeah. They
what?
Not that a while
crossover.
Ago.
Crossover.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Be interesting.
And then Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Far. Waiting for that Persona 5.
I like... I'm gonna go see Fast and Furious 6.
Nailed it.
That's not anything Zillia. E3 related, Ryan.
I just wanted to get the 6 in there.
What else is here?
Eight?
New Phineas and Ferb quest. No, yeah, no big deal.
Is that something that's a big deal?
Really not a big deal.
Okay, I was like, is that really that something we care about? Are you a child molester?
New Pokemon.
Probably does.
Yeah, new Pokemon. We
yeah,
gotta get a
fucking
yes.
That's what I'm saying. For the past week. Got Animal Crossing no one will shut the fuck up about.
Right? No one will shut the fuck up about that game.
And all this other shit coming out.
Well, now with the fucking villager coming out in Smash Brothers. That psycho murder.
Right?
Ooh.
I like what the villager.
I like him a lot.
Took this cute little kid and twisted him.
They showed his real
side. He'll be fun though. And I was skeptical about the Wii Fit girl, but now it's like whatever. I'm still not really into it.
That's gonna be hilarious. I support it.
I didn't say it's gonna be hilarious. But yeah, not into
it. Mega Man, you know, biggest news there.
Time.
He looked cute.
It's about time. Well, yeah, it's classic Mega Man. They have to do classic.
That's how Sarah put it. Who's that? Why? He looks cute.
Why do they have to do classic? I was hoping it'd be X or Zero or someone like that.
Because
it's Mega classic.
Mega Man started on NES. So you gotta start with the original Mega Man.
Wonder if they're gonna have the what do you call those? The final smashes?
Smash Ball?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I thought there was a smash. Smash Ball is still in. You didn't see them all use their smashes. I know the Wii chick did hers.
The Wii Fit?
They still have Ganondorf?
Oh. I have no idea. I would not be surprised if they dropped him. He's just a heavy Captain Falcon.
Yeah, he is.
Better than Captain Falcon.
They haven't had any news about who stayed and who left. Anything like that.
Yes!
Sonicu!
This has been in every game. I feel like all the characters that have been in every game are going to stay. Like,
yeah, I hope so. I'd be pissed.
There'd be no reason to get rid of.
I got to find out before I drop the money to buy a Wii U before that game comes out.
Or Ike. If they keep Ike, I'll be happy.
Ike? Ike. They should have kept Roy. Fuck Ike. Ike.
No, Ike is.
Oh, no. Marth was the other one that was with Roy.
Oh, Ike. No.
They substituted. They kept Marth and added Ike instead of...
Yeah, Marth is fan favorite, that's why.
Yeah. Ike hits like a truck. That guy is awesome.
I liked Roy better.
Nah, there's no reason to keep Roy if you have Marth. They're the same, except for Roy had the fire stuff on his moves.
They did say that the game is going to be... His
bigger.
It's going to be a lot more fast-paced like Melee was.
Yeah, they want a balance between Melee and Brawl.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, they say it's going to be more competitive like Melee was, and they're going to take out the tripping and all that.
No more tripping!
So fucking stupid.
Trip everywhere.
It's funny because, like, on Reddit, everything that involved about the Super Smash Bros. Thing, the top comments were always related to tripping.
Terry, when we played, how many times did you trip?
All the fucking time!
Just, like, top-heavy the whole game.
I'm trying to move. That's it.
I can't tell you how many times the dude was like, "Oh, I got like 300 health. Ain't no big deal. Let me go fuck up Ryan." And he trips, and I hit him with the bat. It's the only way I could kill that piece of shit in his eggs. I wouldn't, no. Terry. I wouldn't put all my hands in that basket.
I wouldn't put any hands in Yoshi's basket. He doesn't have a basket, so where are your hands going?
I said hands.
I said hands.
Okay, then I don't have to answer your question, because I don't care.
It wasn't a question!
Ryan, and...
What?
And?
Right?
Hold on.
Trying to deal with this guy. It's just fucking everything. Shut up. Everything.
We're on the same page here with the rest of development.
Here we are.
Yeah. Got it.
We are now. No, I got it.
No, I don't have it.
No, we are.
Send me a private thing again, like you did last time. Like, one word, describe it.
Anyways, Sonic game.
Was it?
No, we're moving on. We're moving on. Sonic game.
I think I'm just confused.
Sonic Galaxy.
Yeah. with Spiral World.
Exclusively on Nintendo.
I don't care. I don't care for the boss or the enemies, but the game itself looks awesome.
It does. It really does. But the enemies just look so out of place.
They really don't belong. But yeah, other than that, it looks fun.
Yeah.
It should be.
There's a little bit.
Do you guys ever wonder if Sega has like some R&D department? They're just waiting for the right time.
No.
To release another console.
No, it's impossible.
I want it.
It's not going to happen. Hardware development is like literally the hardest fucking thing to ever do. I did see a very awesome picture, though, but again, on Reddit. It was a picture of the Xbox One and the Dreamcast. And on the Dreamcast one, it said, You either live to see yourself, or you either die as a hero, or you live to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah, the hero being the Dreamcast and the villain Xbox One.
That was I thought that was fantastic.
That phrase is kind of taken out of context.
Classic, like three console, or was it third console syndrome for the Xbox? Because the PS3 got hit by it, and now that it's past it, it's like the fourth one's like, all right. You know, and Xbox is now on its third console, and it's getting just raped. And Sega,
that never happened with Nintendo.
That's true.
What was Nintendo's third console? The 64, which was phenomenal. Well, it didn't sell as much as the Super Nintendo, though.
And then people were still like, really, cartridges?
Yeah, that was an interesting move.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't go well in Japan when they tested it, or in the Philippines, I mean. When
I don't think that it hit them as hard. But it didn't sell as much as the Super Nintendo, and, you know, it was their third console. And at that time, everybody was like, discs? What are these? And everything had discs.
We're back at their third console again.
Yeah.
So. GameCube, Wii, and Wii U.
Uh-oh.
A great start already.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't consider that a new line, though. If anything, Nintendo's on their sixth. They're hardened.
Sixth, yeah.
But
how many handhelds have they had, including all revisions of a current
Game Boy, Game
like
Boy
remakes?
So you're talking like Game Boy, Game Boy Slim?
Was it SP? Are we talking like
Game Boy and then colored Game Boys, and then we're talking about
quit
and
I'm not talking over Terry.
Like Game Boy Color.
If you want to go run through like every iteration, okay, it's Game Boy, Game Boy Pocket.
No. You forgot about the colors. You have to start off with gray.
Say color. Game Boy Color.
No. Gray Game Boy, and then colors on the Game Boy that's still not color.
That's still the same hardware.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Go on, Terry.
Game Boy Color. Game Boy Pocket.
Game Boy Color. It's Game Boy, Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color.
I said that the first time, and Ryan interrupted me.
I'm sorry. I said go on.
Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance. Game Boy Advance SP, Game Boy Advance Micro.
And a Game Boy Micro.
Micro, yeah. Which was the dumbest.
Why? Why?
Why would you do that?
The Mini Virtual Boy.
It was adorable.
Mini Virtual Boy. What would that even be? Like, this little pair of glasses that just burns red in your...
It was... Oh, God.
And it's super hot when you... It's just a box of matches inside.
Just press the mat up to your eyes. But no, after Game Boy Advance, it's DS Lite, DSi, 3DS.
No, DSi XL.
DSi, 3DS, 3DS XL. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But it's only a lot because they remake the same thing.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that in reality, what were the biggest ones? It was the...
Game Boy
the Pocket, and then the Color.
3DS.
And the Advance.
Yeah. Then the DS and the 3DS. So.
Advance was a damn fine system.
It was.
It served admirably.
I like the original layout the best.
I like the SP.
I did. No, I like the original.
Look at these hands.
I just didn't like how it didn't have backlight.
Yeah, that's why I like the original Xbox controller, and I'm kind of excited because the One looks bigger.
I would think they'd keep it more or less
just
the same.
Just because of the back of the One?
Because it's just
the top where the control is?
It's the top that has more.
It looks a little thicker to me.
I don't know about that.
Well, they did put like a casing so that battery pack wasn't like just sticking out.
Yeah, that's the thing. The battery pack, dealy.
I don't know though.
Add more
weight
inside.
Yeah, what about the weight? The weight's going to be off.
It'll probably be a little lighter. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's true. I won't miss this at all. Now, where will my fingers rest? Like low? That seems uncomfortable.
Somewhere else, Ryan.
Where's my wired controller? That'll teach me what I need to do.
Yeah. I've never been bothered by the weight of a controller, really.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I was shocked the first time I used a PS3 controller from using the 360 so much. But then you get used to it, and it's fine.
Yeah. It's like 2 seconds later, it's like, okay.
But, well, I mean, the PS3, you get used to everything except for their fucking triggers.
I was about to say their analog sticks.
Well, yeah, that too. The analog sticks and their triggers. They're both, not convex.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like their triggers. I played Battlefield 3 once.
New controllers? They're better.
Did not go.
PS4 controllers are better.
Yeah,
they did good.
I need to get one in my hands.
Yeah. That's really gonna be like it. Like, if it feels all right, then all right, we're good to go.
It's not that different from the old ones, so it's gonna be nice coming back to that.
I'm still upset they didn't move the sticks. That bothers me.
They're not. They can't.
They won't. Like, that's they signature. Won't do it. It's yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You know, after you like feel the way 360 hails, it just makes sense.
No, try to put them down there, and it just doesn't make sense.
It's like, how does one play like this?
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable. Oh my god! Ow! I don't like it.
It'll be fine for games that aren't shooters. But shooters will not do well with me.
Like it's JRPGs.
Okay, so is there anything else that we're missing out of E3?
Yeah,
The Witcher 3 is coming out.
Dragon Age 3.
Dragon Age 3. Yeah,
a lot of open world shit. I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm.
Liking it.
Trials games. You know, I'm looking forward to those. I like Trials.
Saints Row 4.
Yeah, that wasn't really announced at.
Well, no, but they did have live streams and shit.
Yeah. Gonna be good. Yarn Yoshi, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah, I saw
Yoshi's
that.
New Island on the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Yarn at all.
Huh?
It's not yarn at all.
That's what they said.
It's like the new Yoshi story.
Right there.
Liar. Well,
they had a list of all the shit, so that's why I'm staying on there.
Oh, that.
And then there's that for the
Yoshi. I thought you were talking about the Yoshi Island. Just that, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That's another reason to get a 3DS.
Damn it!
Oh, yeah. Fucking Nintendo, man. Really Nintendo sleepers this year.
Yeah. Like, hi. We're going to.
Hero, hero!
Nintendo.
You are from Nintendo.
Nailing it, Ryan.
All right. Can we go to bed?
Doing that.
Yes, let's all go to bed.
Is it time? Is it over?
Yes,
it's over. Let's go to bed.
No, we have to do the 50-50.
Ah, shit, I forgot it. Alright.
No. What is it? So if we get a bad one, it's over, right?
Yeah. Yep. We're basically going until we hit broke, you know. I keep spelling fighty.
Fighty fatty.
Fighty.
Page not found.
Probably because you spelt it fighty.
Reddit, noob.
There you go.
Random.org. All right. Guys, ready?
Yes.
No, hold on. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Go to 48.
I don't like that. That's in the depths.
And you go 48.
Oh, it's...
Why?
Can we roll again?
Is it the one about mom and dad?
Yes.
Can we roll again? We got to re-roll last time.
Okay, we'll roll again. We get one re-roll, so 76.
Oh damn, that's even deeper. It's two more pages, Dwight.
Why would we re-roll?
God damn it. Alright, so we're going for the pink one, right?
What is this?
It's about a penguin, right?
Yes.
About penguin is the good?
Yes.
I can't.
You guys ready?
I can't handle this one.
We have to. 1, 2, 3.
never again!
Yes, it's over!
Did we say what was the two choices?
No.
It was a penguin defending a rock.
Defending a rock.
or a bunch of mosquitoes on a penis.
And it was the penis.
Go figure, right? We wouldn't all be pissed about a penguin.
God damn it, that penguin!
I feel like for the really bad ones like that, it's always the bad one.
We never have to do it again. We're done. We're clear, guys.
We're gonna find something new to do at the end. All right, let's go. We're clear, so I can take off my I can take off my headset now.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to T-Mod Goose Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.